Has everybody signed in?
All right. Thanks.
Right? Yes, right. A couple minutes.
Over there.
At the box.
That's the experience.
Oh, it's up there. Okay.
Or the one that said, well, she's not here. I mean, I think the look on my face probably suggested it. Go away. I'm like, really?
I'm convinced in that situation that that would say
I'm really sorry, but wait, that's a thought. I should have just done that. I was surprised, though, that I had, happy hour at the bar. And the thing that's funny about that, I wandered into it by accident. And looked around, and it was perfectly obvious. I was around, like, this is where you know. But they're obviously couples.
I guess
straight to college. Okay. I guess I don't want to be crazy. But you make it kind of like a sweet soda. And I looked at the time and said, oh, it's a by the way, you won't get the ride back from
there. It's
taken a trip to Hawaii. And to Hawaii, all the Australia to be very next year. And then, after it's over, after the end of the summer season, it's going to go in the ride on, get cut in half, stretched out, and given to somebody else in the car. All American. And he knew stuff about that might not be stat dogs. But you know what? You know what? There was nothing wrong with that. Well, the only amusing thing about the show, some of the windows go to the place, but I don't understand how like it.
And we played them
but the next time we're going to go, because I'm not going to be all we did have cancellation.
All right. Hi, Rick. I think it's time to kick this event off. I will tell you, grab a seat. Just going to lay it down.
Okay, bus is rolling.
So, I am so impressed, first of all. My name is Steve Malotta. I'm the section chair. I also teach here at Shoreline Community College. This will be my 18th year, and they're still inviting me back, and I'll keep coming back until they don't invite me back anymore. Or they say, we have an emeritus status waiting for you. Oh, all right, I can take you here. I emailed about 200 students that are expected to start next Wednesday in our classes here in the Music Technology program. I don't see very many students from that list of people here.
Take names.
I do appreciate all of you coming because I thought this might not be a very full house tonight. And in fact, my colleagues commented that I may not have put out enough chairs. And I said, well, you know, I just called it the way I thought it was going to be. So, wow, what a beautiful packed house tonight. Dr. Sean Olive is here from Harman. He will talk about research and headphones and other goodies. And we also have some business to do tonight. We have an election that's occurring now. If you are an AES member, you are invited to participate in the election. And in fact, as we go through the process of letting people know who we are, which is our custom, then we'll ask if you're an AES member, and if you are, we'll hand you a ballot so that you can vote in the upcoming election. I think we have a couple of proxy votes also that will be in the ballot box to count.
Just as a disclaimer, the results of this election have no bearing on the Scottish independence.
Because we decided that in the closed committee meeting over dinner.
Yeah.
All right, so I guess we should begin by introducing ourselves and going around the room. The first thing that I want to do before we do that is I want to take a head count of AES members because we keep a count of the population. So please hold your hands up high and leave them up high.
Until I can finish counting.
Until we finish counting and handing out ballots. So you may find that your hand is going to have to switch to the other one in a minute. Because we have quite a few members here tonight. In fact, I'm waiting for the tally, but it looks bigger than before.
Okay, people walk in.
Yeah.
Godzilla, is he actually a member?
Yeah.
Are you still a member? Paid up member? All right.
Oh, do I remember?
No.
Yes, I remember. Count me in.
It's 67.
Okay.
67?
The weather.
Oh.
Okay.
Let's do it again.
Yeah.
Both hands.
Yeah, it's within one or two of
28. 28. Wow. Give yourselves a hand.
That might be a record.
If we had 30, it would be a convention.
Yeah. You see how many non-members there were.
Non-members, raise your hands.
No, I'll just count everyone.
Oh, he's going to do the math. Okay.
Engineer. Ben, I'll see you.
Thank you, sir. The positions that are being voted for are a position that has been vacated by Scott Nairns, who has moved to the Bay Area, I believe, and his position has been vacant and needs to be filled until about this time again next year when we do the full election for the committee. And that will include re-voting for that position because it will be an odd-numbered year, and that's when we elect the odd-numbered seats in the committee. So this year we voted for the even-numbered seats, and it will all fall into place again in regular rotation next spring. I think that's about right. I'm Steve Malott. My background is in making noise of all kinds, starting when I was about 8, you know, with a tape recorder, and I'm still making noise as much as I possibly can. I like recording things. I like editing. I love doing sound for picture. And I enjoy trying to share digital audio secrets with the students that come to our program and anybody else who's willing to listen. I wouldn't call myself an evangelist. I would call myself an addict. So I welcome you here. And let's just go next around. We usually, by the way, have a microphone that we pass, but we're just using the house system tonight. In fact, I'll get out of the way of it. So speak up when you give your spiel. Rick, show us how it's done.
Let's see. I used to know what my name was. I'm CRS. So. Rick Chin. I'm the section webmaster. I'm a life member. I do lots of audio things, but I'm trying to convince myself that I'm actually retired.
Dave Toskulane. I'm the vice chair of the committee. And I'm trying to convince myself that I'm almost retired, which I will be in December from Cornish College of the Arts in Seattle.
Okay. I'm Matt Castle. I'm an electronics engineer, and I'm here because it's a hobby of mine. I enjoy building speakers and amps and stuff like that.
Okay. Bob Smith, Principal Science Acoustic Systems and Physio Control.
I'm Mark Rogers. I'm a member of the committee. I'm a consultant in audio and video and only dream about being retired.
I'm Stephen DeVore. I have a degree from Shoreline in audio and MIDI. I also went to the UW, got their thing, their certificate. I've been a member starting probably in 1997 of the AES, and I compose music, and I'm running for the thing tonight.
Gary Gesalchin with Vanatu, designed a little speaker that we presented here about a year ago. And since I started an audio company, I had the income of a retired person.
I did. Go ahead. Jim Johnston, retired person, old Bell Abbey, worked other places after that, invented a bunch of stuff that everybody in the audience hates. But everybody listens to it.
Drew Cady, I work at ArenaNet, sound designer and Foley artist.
I'm Kevin Connor, I'm with Cisco Systems in California, although I'm not there, I'm here. And I do audio DSP and a bit of subjective subjective testing, sort of a voice quality person for our phones and our video conferencing.
Craig Heyman, that position, and then audio enthusiast, just home projects to hear person.
Renee Yeager, I'm also a life member, a live member of AES. recently retired from Live Technologies. That's retired the noun and the verb. I'm here because now I have lots of time. So,
Are you running for office?
It says I can't write my name on it, but I'm going to write my
oh,
name.
Oh, you can,
on it.
Yes, absolutely.
So Renee Yeager is also running.
Has been nominated as well.
So. Yeah, I'm on the.
Somebody needs to nominate.
On the ballot.
Mark Pocock, worked for a number of years in the telecom field with landline and cellular systems, and doing consulting work now in consumer electronics for audio and acoustics. Based in Vancouver, BC.
Kevin Haskins, I used to have an audio company, and I no longer do. I'm in a professional null. So, so I work with chemicals now, and audio has become back to being a hobby.
Terry Olson, I have no background in this stuff at all. I'm actually, by training, a history teacher. A few degrees in history, but I've been doing this stuff for years, so that's why I'm here.
Well, we're back here now.
Yep.
I'm Gary Lilly. I'm the secretary of the Pacific Northwest AES section, and my normal job is recording guy at the University of Washington School of Music.
Secretary for life.
Hi, I'm Rick Smartiasi. I'm the video engineer over at the Key Arena, and I'm also an audio engineer at the Benaroya Hall, and my motto is I always work the biggest show in town, and the biggest show in town that I worked this last week was Yanni.
I'm Rob Miller. I'm an acoustician and Navy consultant in town with Sparling, and I run a acoustics kind of web tool website, too.
I'm Daniel Gunther. Audio enthusiast and work at Jackstraw Productions.
I'm Tom Stiles. I do recordings and teach workshops at Jackstraw Productions. I also do sound and video at Seattle Center. And I'm an AES member and I didn't wear my kilt.
And you're running for.
And I'm on the ballot.
Steve Wilkins. I have a couple liberal arts degrees. I'm kind of surprised you guys let me in here.
Yeah.
I'm Frank Peralta. I'm a student. I'm into music. I wouldn't call myself a musician, but since I don't really do it full time much, I'm also associated with the Vera Project at Seattle Center. I've been in sessions there, and I volunteered there once, so I'm working with that. That's my question.
I'm Mike Penteski. I'm on the committee. I own Opus 4 Studios. I'm a musician, and maybe we don't get any tomatoes in this direction. I'm a cellist, so that's about it for now.
Here's a bag.
I'm Lindsay Smith. At the moment, I'm designing lights and sound for a production of Hamlet and Streetcar Named Desire, and doing random weird freelance projects for people.
Daniel Posado, retired audio engineer, and I'm a member of the committee. I'm interested in talking to anybody here that's working with Python, C-Sound, and Arduinos. And since Todd Welty's name is up as being one of the guys who prepared this, I want to tell a quick Todd Welty story. He used to be a consultant here in Seattle, and we used to have a joke about Todd, because if you told him anything at all, you had to prove it to him. And so the joke was that you could shoot Todd, and unless you could prove that he was bleeding, he wouldn't let you take him to the hospital.
Hi, I'm Andrew Mears. I'm an electrical engineer at Midnight Solar, and I like audio electronics.
Yeah. I'm Dave Ellis. I like to help churches with lifestyle systems, with paper and well. And I'm one of Steve's students from Northwest University. And if you're interested in the Pacific Northwest audio files, I'd love to talk to me.
I'm Greg Mauser, treasurer for the section, audio enthusiast. Play guitar, electronics engineer, and I work on mostly on amps and guitar pedals.
Hi, my name is Rich Williams, community member, owner of Lunchbox Audio, your local pro audio retailer alternative, I guess. Also attempt to play guitar and drums and synthesizers, and love Beyer headphones, so I'm looking forward to a nice presentation to hear more about, headphones.
I'm Lawrence Schwedler. I'm a committee member. I'm the director of Digital Institute of Technologies, Music and Sound Design Institute.
I'm Greg Dixon. I'm new to the area. I just moved here about a month and a half ago, and I work with Lawrence at the Japan Institute of Technology. I'm the professor of music and sound design, and I'm a composer and audio engineer.
I'm Matt Clausen. I'm a classical guitarist, as is Lawrence Squidler, as I lead here. I'm the chair of the mathematics department at Digipen, and among other things, I'm teaching DSP for the sound design programs.
I'm Gary Beebe. I sell radio broadcast equipment at BSW in Tacoma.
I am Brandon Smith, and I'm an electrical engineer at DTS in Kirkland office.
I'm Aaron Warner. I also work at DTS in Kirkland. I'm an engineer there. We basically focus more on post-processing.
I'm Brian Moynihan. Lots of different things, but mostly remembering as a live sound engineer.
I'm Steve McAtee. I'm Director of Product Development at Ring Corporation up in Mukilteo off the road.
I'm Robert Reams. I've worked for everybody.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. I'm 60 today, guys.
Happy birthday.
Have brain cells left. Right now we're starting a company called Sites. We also work on post-processing as well for tricking people into liking compressed music that they don't like before.
I'm Mark Reesinger. I'm a musician, audio engineer, and I have a company called Sites.
I'm David Cavish. I own a computer company called Eagle Computers.
I'm Wayne Edwards. I do a bit of location recording, a bit of live sound, whatever.
My name is Rich Arneson. I'm a software engineer, and I'm here because Wayne told me about the talk, and it sounded like fun.
Similar. I'm Matt Honan, software engineer, audio enthusiast. Headphone practitioner out of necessity of work, and another important project. That's it for you.
I'm Rick Fisher. I own our Prime Master.
My name is Chris Deckard. I'm currently a digital design engineer at Maggie Place, Bentley, and I have this terrible habit of being involved in terms of projects.
And he's on the ballot.
I'm on the ballot. With, and I'm doing stuff from tubes to digital, tubes to digital.
My name is David Hurlbut. I'm also a digital design engineer at Loud Technologies with this guy. I have a background in running sound, primarily in the theater area, mostly just because they paid me because I like theater. But, I'm a musician. I got my original training at a recording workshop in Ohio, and now I'm here.
I'm Jeremy Anderson. During the day, I work with Matt Patrick, software engineer, and in my free time, I am the founder and operator of Hi-Fi Foundations, which is an audio consulting shop out of Seattle, Washington.
I'm Bill Levy. I do location recording, a lot of local classical music groups, and do some stuff with King FM radio production-wise.
This is Dave Quick. Retired Microsoft software engineer, musician, audio geek kind of guy, working on almost finishing a recording studio out on the peninsula. And I'm Jan Quick, wife and Sherpa. Yeah. I play the wheelbarrow.
I'm Bob Gudrell. I guess I'm an annual ABES member, not a life member.
Yes.
During the day and usually at night, maybe in my sleep even, I design, lately I've designed electronics for alternative energy with Andy over here, and I've worked at almost, at or with almost every audio company in the Northwest a long time ago. Still into audio, can't get away from it.
My name's Terry Weatherby. I work for Loud Technologies, loudspeaker designer.
Doug Hope, work at Loud Technologies, Mackie products, mainly loudspeakers and headphones are kind of my thing.
Robert Riggs, the engineering manager at Audio Control.
I'm Katie Gray. An acoustician at Sparling and a musician.
Anyone else not accounted for yet?
Good.
Well, we made pretty good progress around the room.
Steve, I think I'll pass this around and with a couple of these antique analog writing.
Analog pens, good.
Okay, so,
is this for digital pens?
Yeah, and just for the AES member, just slip your ballot in there if it's marked and mark it and put it in there.